that you're gonna regret.
But if you wanna stay in shape, well, you better hit that.
Chimwits, Chimwits.
That's right, man.
Welcome to the Chimwits Podcast. I'm Ryan George.
I'm Justin Guild, a.k.a. Chef Sonic.
And we are the Chimwits. So because we get free stuff from time to time, I thought, what better than
Wait a minute, it's not free stuff. We're reviewing it. We're working for it.
Yeah, but, I guess we are. Yeah. Well, since we don't get paid for this job, and I'm putting up air quotes, it still kind of is free, right? Because we're not really working. Does it count as work if you don't get paid?
Is it
branding, marketing?
What is it? Question, because people work in their business for years without getting paid, but they're working towards something.
Fine.
So it's one of those tough calls.
Okay, well, tough call. Well, whatever the case is, the people at Carve were gracious enough to send us some of their protein bars.
Thank you,
to review. And in this, we kind of introduce our new podcast or kind of podcast, which is just Chimwits reviews. Yeah. So if you have free stuff you want to send it our way and we'll review it, possibly.
Well, it's less that free stuff, because we know it's not free for you, because you've paid for it.
Yes.
But we will do a very honest review.
So we have no idea how this format's going to work. But for the Carve Nutrition bars, what we did basically is Justin had a chance to try these out. I have not. So Justin will describe his experience, and while we're recording, I'm going to try it. So I'll give real-time actual feedback on how I feel about the bars. So I guess tell me you had an interesting experience the other day with the bar, right?
Yes, I was working and a long day, and I was definitely hungry, and I was in the need of something quick, but that could provide me with, you know, a little bit of energy, also fill me up a little bit before I could get home and eat dinner. And a protein snack or some sort of health bar would have been perfect for that occasion. Just to give a little bit of background, I am not an expert in health snack foods, but I consider myself somewhat of an expert in taste.
Well, not just that. We've had enough protein bars and protein shakes that maybe we're not experts in the content, but we've tasted enough to know that most of them are pretty awful.
Yeah.
And
we also know just about food in general.
Most protein bars taste like chalk.
Taste of food.
They don't have taste. And I guess that's not the point. And they're, you know, for a number of reasons, they generally aren't very appetizing. So especially for me, I don't drink protein shakes anymore. I don't take bars. You know, I just feel like I just need the nutrients. I don't care about the protein as much.
Yeah.
But a good tasting protein bar would be nice to have.
Would be
nice.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And from my experience, I have never noticed any nutritional boost or anything coming from a health bar, right? Maybe it has. I haven't known about it, right? I've never said, oh, I've eaten this bar so I feel more energy, or I feel like I've recovered from my workout faster. The jury is still out on whether any of that stuff really works, right? And that just not eating regular food is the best option.
Yeah.
Occasionally I have had a health bar when I was, you know, needed some fast fill up, and I guess it did its job, right?
Yeah.
Does it do any better than eating a Snickers bar?
Who knows?
I think it just doesn't taste as good as a Snickers bar.
Generally, like those, just the health, the new, you know, Nature's Valley, whatever they are, it's more the marketing than anything else, because they're still loaded with sugar.
Loaded with sugar.
And so typically, there's not much nutritional value beyond getting anything else, but the value of having any kind of a bar is that it'll satiate you when you're hungry and you need something quick. So if you can find something that's nutritious or that has the macros that you want, that tastes good, that's great to have on hand. So, you know, I think in our experience, we've tried so many different bars that just don't have that taste that it's hard to, you know, it's not appetizing and it's hard to want to eat them.
Yep.
But tell a little bit what is in the Carve protein cake.
So they have a few different ones. The one that I'm holding that Ryan is going to have has pumpkin. It has a protein super blend, dried egg albumin, which is the white, yellow pea protein. It's got some gluten-free oats, some tapioca flour, cocoa powder, and a bunch of other stuff. And the one I tried, what did I try yesterday? I think I also had, no, I didn't have the chocolate fudge. I will get back to you. It'll be in the show notes, the one that I had yesterday. And the one that I'm reading in front of me has 14 grams of fat. I was actually surprised at the amount of fat that was in it. Not that it matters. And also the saturated fat for a supposed health bar. It's 10.5 grams of saturated fat, which is actually, according to this, 50% of your daily needs. Mm-hmm. Now, it does not have much sugar in it. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's the whole point, is that they're giving you fat, which a lot of times they say is the better way to satiate you is mm-hmm. through fat and not sugar. I remember the one that I had yesterday had 19 grams of fat mm-hmm. and also had somewhere around the 10 grams of saturated fat. And so the one I had yesterday was like this, dairy-free, non-GMO, gluten-free, you know, and as it claims to be high protein.
And how much protein is it?
Let's see what it says. It says 14 grams of protein.
Okay, so...
And a decent amount of fiber as well. So I opened it up, and I didn't know what to expect because they are protein cakes. It was the one I had was sort of broken up. I don't know if it broke in the packaging, but it broke into these nice little pieces that actually made it easier to eat. The first one I had, I said, this was a little weird. But then I realized, wait a minute, I actually don't mind this. Mm-hmm. It wasn't very sweet, and as it doesn't advertise much sugar. And then the second piece I had, I said, you know what? I kind of like this. It didn't have a chalky taste. It actually tasted like real food.
So it didn't ta't. Did it? While eating it, did it have that kind of protein bar taste?
Okay. It just sort of tasted something decent. I could tell there was a health food angle to it, but it was nice.
What does that even mean? The health food angle.
Like, you know, when you taste something, it tastes like it's like a protein powder or a protein bar. Like, you know, when you eat you eat a candy bar or even a Clif bar, it doesn't taste like, quote, health food. But if you even have a power bar, it's got that weird aftertaste.
Yeah.
This I found to not have it. So the one that Ryan has actually.
So I just opened it. And it is the chocolate fudge coconut. So I'm going to try this out. So
yours is much better form. Mine broke.
Yeah, no, this looks nice. Smells good. Not a huge fan of coconut. So we'll see. I'll see how I like this. So I'm trying it. Why don't you think of something to say while I'm trying this protein bar?
I kind of like the way it looks. It's small. Ryan's eating it now. Mm. He's chewing. He made a weird sound. He's looking at it again. He's questioning whether to take another bite.
Well, to save our listeners from having to sit for a while. No, it's actually really good. It doesn't... So, yeah, it doesn't have that kind of clay-like consistency.
Yeah, yeah.
It tastes like I'm just eating chocolate cake. It's not super sweet, so I think
actually like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like that. In a way, it makes it feel more healthy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, you know, when you get that really shot of sugar, right away, I feel like, oh, this isn't good. Like, I had... Wednesdays are my cheat day, so I had a cookie, and it was so the sugar just hit me hard. Yeah. But no, this is good. It's just enough sugar. You taste it. The coconut's good. More important, I think, just the consistency is like I'm eating a regular, you know, a muffin or something. So that's actually excellent for a protein bar. So yeah, no, I'm liking it. I'm gonna take another bite.
I don't know if this one is, but the one that I had, and we'll make sure once again to put that in the notes, was completely vegan. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of their products are vegan and dairy-free, which might be very advantageous for certain people.
Yeah, exactly. If that's what you're looking for. I think if you're a vegan, which I'm very much not, but if you are, it's really tough to come up with decent food choices, appetizing food choices. Well, some people will say that's not true. Like my vegan friends say that that's BS and that, you know, I'm just not trying hard enough, but I think it would be difficult to find. But no, this is really good. So my review, I think for a protein bar, for something that, you know, markets itself, it's excellent. I like that, you know, it's not... I get a little worried when there's something like there's no sugar, no fat, lots of protein. Like,
there's certainly
it's
a
like,
lot of
what
fatness.
The hell is in it? So there's a decent amount of fat. It's not going to kill you. And there's a good amount of protein, which you need. You need the fat anyway. So, you know, I like it.
I like that there's a good amount of fiber in there.
Yeah,
there's a good... that's going to be there to fill you up, the fiber and the fat and the protein.
No, so no, as something to snack on and have, especially if you feel you need the extra protein in your diet, whether you're missing it or you're, you know, bodybuilding and you feel like you got to have that extra protein, I think it's a great snack. So
now,
I mean,
you eat this after a workout or would you not think about it? You just eat it when you need it?
My take is you eat it when you need it.
Okay.
I think there is some... you know, this is something maybe we'd be better off asking Tony, and I'm sure we've asked her before, but maybe after a workout. But I think more just a snack. It's just a good snack, something to have. Again, it's got the, you know, it's got the right protein.
What do you think about the packaging? Do you think it's easy to carry around?
Packaging is fine.
Okay.
When it's delivered in a box, you know, professionally delivered. The packaging is nice, easy to open. It doesn't, you know, it's not unwieldy.
No.
Yeah, it's good. I like it. So no, definitely thumbs up for me.
Yeah,
for
no, the I give it a thumbs nutrition. Up. I was not expecting it. And for our listeners out there, we are not getting paid to do this. We are not, you know, people are not saying, oh, well, or we're not gaining anything from saying this is a positive, to giving a positive review. We are just giving our honest review. And yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
It's something that that I might consider eating.
We got to come up with like a scoring system, like this gets 5 dumbbells or something like that. But we haven't figured that out. So once we do, we will. But I'll definitely say thumbs up for me. As far as for a protein bar, it's good. Even if it wasn't, like if I just went and ordered this at a, you know, if I was at a at the coffee shop and ordered this, I'd be happy with it. Even if it wasn't marketed as like a protein, you know, nutrition type of product. So I definitely like it either way, but especially for protein, you don't get things out of this tasty.
What did you think of the drink I gave you? Oh, just for our listeners, I forced Ryan to drink something that I made earlier today that I have
disgusting.
Been getting into a lot, and I'm going to talk about it a lot. It was disgusting.
Yeah, it was. So this is way better than the kale, I don't know,
spinach,
whatever,
spinach, chard,
chard,
ginger, lemon
garlic,
juice.
Whatever.
I made Ryan a green juice earlier. So.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
but
this is not. So, all right. Well, I guess that's it. As usual, you can check us out. We'll post this. I'll post some pictures with the podcast so you can see what it looks like, what the packaging looks like. Their website. See, this is how unprepared we are. It's carvenutrition.com, C-A-R-V-E, nutrition.com. So you can check out their stuff, check out the products. They have tons of different flavors, so it's not just the chocolate fudge and coconut. But I think in the packaging we got, I think we got at least 3 or 4 different products amongst everything. So anyway, check it out, carvenutrition.com. We'll leave a link to everything in the show notes. And as usual, I'm Ryan George.
I'm Justin Gill, a.k.a. Chef Sonic.
And we are the Gymlets.